The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up tonight, we'll have Don Berman from the Channel 19 News Desk on alcoholism and teens. Can we prevent teens from drinking and driving? Don believes that we can. Encourage them instead to smoke just, as he puts it, a little bit of pot before you leave the house on a Friday night. That way you won't be cut out of the loop. You'll be able to party, but at the same time, maintain. And how does Don know this? He'll have himself interviewed for this special because he smoked a lot of it, and so he knows. You talk about a news department that has no source material. So, Don, who did you interview for this? Actually, I interviewed myself. Oh, really? Why? I've smoked a lot of weed. I know how to drive. So that's coming up tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. I want to just say, forewarn you right now, you'll probably be hearing in the next several hours, perhaps the next 24 hours, the following words: dirtbag, douchebag, and scumbag. You'll probably be hearing it quite a bit. Why? Because they just caught the guy that killed those two little girls. Why? Because it's their father. Now, that doesn't shock me. I'm sure it doesn't shock you. One of the great things about the information age and court TV and the availability of information is, do you notice now that we're finally getting this idea that the prime suspect is always, not the prime suspect, but the first people the cops always look at is family members? How many of you, in fact, when this story happened, how many of you guys said, well, have they looked at the parents yet? Because they're always, you know, they're doing it, right? Of course, there's always the exception, like that poor guy that's related to that Wilbanks chick. That poor guy, she takes off, and the next thing you know, 24 hours of him, all right, where's her head? What are you talking about? What do you mean, where's her head? Where'd you bury the head? We know you took the head off. I didn't do anything, man. She ran out on me. Oh, yeah, she ran out on you, huh? Do we look like idiots? Where is she? Where's she buried? Then the father probably checking in, right?
What did you do to my baby girl?
Sir, I didn't.
What did you do to my baby girl?
I didn't do anything. So 24 hours, the guy's a suspected murderer. Him and any Mexican, you know, within shouting distance. As soon as she got back, you know. A Hispanic guy, oh, that ain't playing, baby. A black guy, no, we ain't playing. We already did that Boston thing. A gypsy, really? Okay, we'll go for that. What's the next one? See, they're not buying a black guy or a Hispanic guy abducted me anymore. So you're going to have to go for another ethnic group. I don't know what. Go way out there. Don't go too far out. Don't say a Martian abducted you, because the only guy that's going to listen to you then is Art Bell or George. But go somewhere between Martian and black guy. The local pharmacist abducted me. Really? Yes. Guy by the name of Wilson. And I... and he raped me. You're kidding, sir. No, I'm not kidding. To think I used to go there and just get prescriptions filled. Next thing I know, he's holding me at gunpoint. He's gagged me with a ball gag, and I don't want to go there. I just don't even want to think about it. And he was wearing a smock. Mr. Wilson right there on the smock. Now, how could the cops possibly doubt you there? I don't know. However, they did get the guy that did this there. Well, what am I saying? They've got a suspect. They arrested the father. I don't know if he did it or not. We're innocent until proven guilty. But just a word of advice. The cops now go, not that they now do it. They've been doing it forever. We all know, though, now, that the police look to the immediate family whenever anything happens. Husband, wife, brothers, they work from the inside out. So, and this guy that they arrested, apparently he was out part of the hunt, the search party, and said, wait a minute, I think I know where they are. And then he was walking with his father-in-law, the grandfather of these kids. The same thing happened. I saw, this is like, these guys do this all the time. You guys are idiots. If you're thinking about killing your kids, you better do a better job than any guy that's been doing it up to this point, because you're going to be the number one suspect. Just blow your brains out. Do the world a favor. God, please. Whatever happened to the good old days where you would just leave a man alone in a room with a pistol and one bullet? You know, did you ever see that movie, Enemy at the Gates? That was great. Says, I'm going to have to report to Stalin. I can trust you to do the right thing. So he walks out and you hear this. All right, now I'm looking for volunteers. Just leave the guy alone in a room and a gun. So that has been, to this point anyway, the police are satisfied that they found who did that to those poor kids. That sucks beyond belief. How anybody could kill a little kid is, I mean, look, if you're going to kill somebody, man, how about killing your wife? I mean, that's who you're angry at. I'm not saying you should do that either. But a little kid? Two little kids. And you know that's why he killed them. It's always got something to do with the wife. It's always got something to do with the wife. He's angry at the wife. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. She wanted to kick his lazy, worthless, white trash ass out. Some problem with that. She made the galling discovery that he isn't worth a pinch of bat stuff and decided to just pitch him out. And he said, okay, well, then I'm going to kill the kids. Money problems may have something to do with it, as in he doesn't work or can't keep a job because, funny thing of it is, he's snorting crank off of a butter knife. He's in the garage until 2 a.m., just, oh, yeah. And he's listening to, like, Sirith Ungol or some just extreme metal band. Just, wife, honey, you coming to bed? Not now! Finishing this article I'm writing to the... So there's another guy that I hope and pray, and here's the deal. Just let me say one thing, and then we'll move on. Jesus, people. Okay, yeah, we got it about the kid. No, well, no, you don't, all right? But whether you do or not, here it is. This is not about, you know, if it's moral. I mean, there's nothing immoral about killing if you do it for the right reason. For instance, guy's attacking somebody. He's about to hurt them badly. You come along. You bash an anvil on his head. You crush his skull. You kill him. You did a good thing. Nazis have got a bunch of people in concentration camps. They're going to put them into ovens. You come along, you kill them all. You did a good thing. Father is about to kill his children. You come along, you smash his face in, you kill him. You did a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It was a good thing. And likewise, when we put these guys into a chair or into a chamber where perhaps we just drop a pill on the floor absentmindedly and walk out as the vapors begin to envelop him, or if we put a hose into his arm and pump all kinds of stuff in it, what's bad about that? Because it's like a public safety issue for me. That's all. And this is coming from a cat. I believe in a woman's right to choose, and I believe in affirmative action. And yeah, that's right. So I don't know where any people get these ideas. You got to have a certain kind of political point of view to be a certain kind of person. I believe anything that I think makes sense to me. So I am in favor of the death penalty and abortion. I'm completely consistent.
How can you be in favor of abortion but against the death penalty? That doesn't at all do in my way of view in viewing it. I'm not
just easy, pal. I believe in both of them.
Oh.
And then they have that stunned look, you know.
Oh,
you know. Are you going to move? Are you okay? I believe in both of them, man. Only in the one case, it's a woman's right to choose. In the other case, it's society's dictates concerning, you know, the evidence of the case and all that crap. Now, moving on to even groovier things. And then we're going to get into our flashback by request. One of you fine folks requested a piece of material from our show. I don't know if there's any members of the 2nd Marines listening, the 2nd Marine Division listening, but I wanted to just alert you guys to something. If you know anybody in the 2nd Marine Division, your comrades that are now fighting in Iraq have with them a reporter from the LA Times. Now, he's what you call embedded or traveling with the unit or something, right? Now, I don't think the guys in Iraq know this, know that they're traveling with a guy who works for a newspaper that's done nothing but just trash the Marine Corps and the efforts of the military in Iraq. And I don't know if you let your comrades and your buddies and your friends in Iraq know that this guy from the LA Times is not to be trusted, you'll be doing them a big favor. I just read today, it says, LA Times reporter traveling with the 2nd Marine Division. Oh my God, I bet you they don't even know who it is that they got there. I bet you I hope they're de-lousing. So you should tell them, if you know any of them over there, don't talk to that guy, because all he's going to do is file a report on how you're a bunch of war criminals. right? And you don't need that. I mean, if it was true, I suppose it'd be all right, but it's not, and he's going to say it anyway.
Coffee you want?
What?
Coffee you want?
What did you say?
Coffee you want.
Coffee I want?
Yes, coffee you want.
What does that mean, man?
Yoda I speak like.
What? Yoda?
Yoda I speak like. Coffee you want.
So you're talking like Yoda. Is that it because of the Star Wars movie?
Because of the Star Wars movie, I speak like, yes.
Bud, don't do that with me, because I'm going to kick your rear end right out that window.
Coffee you want. My rear end out the window, you kick?
Your rear end, come here.
No! Hurts, it does!
Get out of here! Coffee you want? Anyway, as I was saying, years ago when we... What is this?
The Force gets you at will.
Turn that crap off. Coffee you want? Coffee I want.
No get, I don't. Coffee I don't get, me no.
Are you a retard or something, man? You talk like a freaking retard.
Retard you call Yoda?
Yeah, I'm calling Yoda a retard. Coffee you want? All right, coming up, we're going to have the... Will you turn that off?
David, I tell.
Turn that off.
David G. Hall, I tell.
Turn the crap off. Coming up, we got our flashback. Go get me some coffee right now.
Coffee you want.
But if you talk like that freaking little squirreled out midget, like that little shriveled up midget again, I'm going to kick some... Seriously, man.
On the phone, David is.
Yeah, David.
What are you doing?
He's coming in here talking like a freaking tard.
He's talking like that Yoda.
Tell him not to do it. It bothers me.
What are you, all paranoid about that guy?
I don't want some shriveled up cat's talk in... Get him out of here, will you? Just have him go get me coffee.
Hey, bud.
Yeah?
Coffee you get.
Coffee you get. All right, we got our flashback coming up. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, Don Berman from the Channel 19 News Department. Here is our requested flashback. It says, hey, Phil, Lloyd Bonafide was angry that his veteran neighbor refused to fly his flag, so he broke into his house when his dog barked. He had to, quote, take it to the next level with the dog and kill it. If you could play that, it'd be awesome. Keep up the good work, Brian. This is an oldie but goodie, baby. This is from 1998. Lloyd.
I think the big problem I'm having here is that you are holding us veterans to a much higher standard than the average civilian. You know, I answered the call that my country made in 1967.
And God bless you for it.
Okay, so why is it mandatory that I answer some other kind of call afterwards?
Because it's Army, flag, country, and God.
No, sir, I don't know where you get this idea. I was in the U.S. Army for 20 years.
And you know your first allegiance is to the Army, then the flag, then to God, and then to the country.
With all
That's not what I heard the guy say.
My first allegiance is to country, is to God and country.
Flag, Army, God.
F-A-G. The thing that scares me about this whole situation, sir, is you become a self-appointed... guardian of the flag.
Well, sir, when I broke into this guy's house, he had a dog that was yapping and yapping away. This is a veteran of Vietnam, such as yourself. Well, the dog was barking, and I had to take it to the next level.
Well, I would say this.
What does that mean?
Broke into my house with my Doberman, okay, I can tell you, you would be going to the hospital.
Sir, I have to tell you, with all respect to your great service to our country, that I had to take it to the next level with this guy's dog.
Well, what does that mean?
I took the dog out. And I can tell you this, that it was a tough thing to do, but I believe the flesh.
Wait, are you saying you killed this man's dog?
I took it out, right. I took it down. I greased it.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a little... It was yapping and yelling, and I've got an American flag to fly over the country of America, which I love very dearly and deeply.
Well, sir, as near as I can figure, you've committed two felonies in one day.
But, sir, you're the draft dodger.
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Yes?
I have two purple hearts and a silver star. I am not a draft dodger.
You said you dodged the draft.
How did I dodge the draft?
Because you said that you went to Canada and then they drafted you or something like that, didn't you?
I volunteered in 1967.
How is it you got disabled when you're a draft dodger?
Excuse me?
Did you get shot up in Canada?
No, I got shot in Vietnam, you moron.
I'm a moron now, a fellow veteran. Boy, that hurts. It hurts very deeply.
Well, you know, when you accuse me of being a draft dodger and I spent two tours in Vietnam,
what the hell
do you expect me to do?
How did you get disabled in Canada is the question that I asked.
I was never in Canada.
Well, didn't you go there dodging the draft?
No, sir, I did not. I volunteered for service in the United States Army.
How much time have you spent in Canada?
Absolutely none.
What is wrong with you?
Did you hear what this guy said?
He's losing his.
This guy said that he did two tours of duty in...
Canada.
No, not Canada. He was in Vietnam.
Sir, I asked you, and I asked Mr. Hendry, how is it that you got disabled in Toronto, Canada?
I've never been to Toronto, Canada. I got disabled in Third Corps in Vietnam outside of a place called Tain Inn.
Tain Inn, that's in Ottawa.
Tain Inn is the...
That's a hotel chain, and I'm very familiar with it, sir.
Phil,
wait a second.
Tain Inn is the provisional capital in the Third Corps region of South Vietnam.
Sir, I will say that... Wait a second. Oh, stitches again. That's when I got shot back there. You were where?
I got hit outside of the city of Tain Inn in Third Corps. Province.
Ow.
What is going on with you?
Stitches. Hold on for a minute.
Phil?
Oh, God.
Phil?
Yes, sir.
I have real problems.
Who is this?
Believe me.
Yes, this is the radio station?
Yes. The man you're talking to is... he's... Hold on.
Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Mr. Lawrence Nurse.
Well, what is wrong with him?
Yes, he is not well, and he got a hold of the phone tonight.
Oh.
What I'm doing right there.
Well, what is this guy a joke or something?
No, he's a good man. It's just that he got a hold of the phone tonight. I'm awfully sorry. It's the radio station he called.
Yes.
He's always calling on different people. And
will you please?
Could you hold on for a minute?
Yeah. What? what the hell is going on?
Phil,
rub some ointment right here, baby. Oh, God, that's good.
Yes. You're a bad boy.
Ow.
You're a bad boy.
Ow.
Are you hearing this?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
What is up with this guy? Can you believe it?
You're a bad man.
Ow.
Ma'am, can I ask you what you're doing?
He is a man. He is senile. He's calling from a home here. We're in Hawthorne.
I thought he was in Alhambra.
No, sir, this is in Hawthorne. And he gets a hold of the phone sometimes and calls.
Is he a veteran? Do you know anything about this guy?
Yeah, he's done some. I think he talked about being in the Navy.
So he's a vet. Is he nuts?
Yeah, he's a little senile.
So what are you doing?
He has to be disciplined sometimes.
I don't believe what I'm hearing here.
I don't either, Phil.
God, listen to this.
My stitches, put some ointment on it.
Here's a little ointment for you.
Oh, yeah, baby. One more for the core.
Ah!
Oh, babe. What a twisted piece of material that was. That's from our... Was that from the 98 CD, Mark? That by request on our flashback request of the night. You can flashback us a flashback request by sending us an email at phs@philhendryshow.com. Coming up tonight, Don Berman from the Channel 19 News. And let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Great show as always. I wanted to ask you about Ann Curry of the Today Show. Are you familiar with her?
The lady that does the news?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her.
I have always believed that she's a lovely woman, and I think she's a great professional. I think she's very beautiful. I think NBC is, I don't know what motivates them. I think that someone needs to talk to them, though, because they are currently running a news clip I guess it's to promote the Today Show.
On their programming?
Yeah, and it shows her laughing. Miss Curry is of Asian heritage. When you show her laughing, the teeth do what they do, and they're going to buck out. And I was wondering...
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well,
why don't you hold on for a minute, okay? Guy's an Ann Curry fan? All right, 1-8, I think she's gorgeous. I don't listen to her doing the news. I turn the sound down. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If you go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, we've got a new feature we're going to be unveiling maybe tonight, if Doug gets it up. It's called Phil and the LA Times Down Through the Years, because what happened was we uncovered some articles. Actually, we were able to trace the coverage of our radio show in the LA Times from 1996 till today, but we don't really have all of those. We just have like three or four articles from 96 and 97. That we thought maybe you would find interesting, because the very earliest mention we get, of course, is negative. It's like, the language on the Phil Hendry Show, newly replacing the Biff Wiedemeyer program, as some cat show that we took over, has been obscene and gratuitous. David Hall, program director. Let's get David. David, do you remember those days?
Yeah, I remember those days.
Would they call you up and scream?
Yeah, they'd call me up and they'd yell and they said your program was filthy, and I had to defend it, and that's what I've been doing. I've been doing nothing but defend you for years.
Which I appreciate.
You do?
Yeah.
Then why don't you get back to the caller who was talking about Ann Curry's teeth?
Look.
Why don't you get back to the caller that was talking about Ann Curry's teeth?
Is he on the line, bud?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
You're there.
All right. Hold on for a minute, Phil. Who is this?
My name's Robert Green.
This is David G. Hall. I'm the program director.
Yes, sir.
You were telling a very interesting story, and Mr. Hendry interrupted you.
Well, I wanted to talk about it.
Hold on for a minute. I had to go to a break, and then I also wanted to mention promo the website. You know.
Yeah, promo the website about all the crap ink your show has gotten. Can we get to something relevant?
Well, first of all, I was not just going to talk about that. Then I was going to go to the story about the six bodies that were found.
What do you mean, six bodies?
Six bodies were just found in a California DA's investigator's house.
So?
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
It happens.
What do you mean, it happens?
That stuff happens all the time. Get back to Ann Curry's teeth. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I've been waiting to tell my story.
Whoa. Just let me just jump in here.
You gotta get back to Ann Curry's teeth.
Would you shut up, bud? Because you got nothing to say here.
You really should.
Shut up, bud.
You got nothing to say here. They just found six bodies in
the... I heard you the first time.
Excuse me, this is Robert Green?
Yes, sir.
Is your host retarded or something, because he keeps repeating himself?
Hold on for a minute.
What do you mean, am I retarded?
Well, I'm sorry, but you're babbling a little bit.
Phil, you can hear the guy's upset. And
I don't care if he's upset. He's some schlub calling the show. I just saw a thing on here where they found six bodies.
So they found six bodies. What do you want to do, cry about it? They're dead now.
Oh, so let's get back to Ann Curry's teeth.
The guy called up and said that NBC is purposefully bucking out Ann Curry's teeth.
That's my feeling, sir.
How do you know this?
Because when she was on the promotional announcement, she laughed and her teeth bucked out.
Now, when you say bucked out...
I mean, if you've ever seen any photographs of Tojo...
Would you hold on for a minute and let me conduct this interview if you want me to talk to this guy?
Are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you, man. I'm just asking, may I do my show?
I'm just saying that she looked a little bit like a mule in heat. And
I understand. So, Phil, can we get on your website a picture of Ann Curry? And
first of all, I will not do that woman the disservice of mocking. She's a very beautiful woman. She is... Who are you going to be, Bob or David?
I think I'll be David. Now, I think that Ann Curry is gorgeous. But the guy's got a point. When she laughs...
It's very much like a Tojo thing. You know, it's...
She Tojos out.
She Tojos out, huh? Well, I'll tell you what.
See, it's one thing to pass yourself off as Caucasian, which she's been able to do very successfully. It's another...
Hold on for a minute. What do you mean, pass yourself off as Caucasian?
I think the guy answered your question.
Let me conduct the interview. What do you mean, pass yourself off?
Well, I think Ann Curry is a beautiful woman, and certainly American men have a long and distinguished history of admiring Asian women, bringing them here to our country to be, you know, be our wives and everything. But she does have a last name that is not Asian. So I think she's been trying to pass, and that's fine. And I,
what have you been trying to pass? I don't think the woman's trying to hide her looks.
Well, come on.
I think with the Ann Curry thing.
But when she laughs, it bucks out.
All right.
Look, Phil.
Why don't you shut up? I'm hanging up on you. And as for you, sir, I find it far more interesting to be talking about the stuff that I was talking about, which was the L.A. Times article.
Oh, so in other words, Ann Curry doesn't matter to you at all.
She does matter to me. I think you're hurting her with your comments. When did you see this, anyway?
I saw it today on the NBC or on Channel 4 or something, and they said, watch the Today Show with Katie Couric and Al Roker, I mean. And then they said, and Ann Curry with the news, and they showed her leaning over and just a hover, you know, just bucking it out.
You're sure?
No, I'm not sure. I made it all. I just imagined it. I just saw it 15 minutes ago.
All right. We'll look into it.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you would, sir. I really enjoy your program, Mr. Henry. I thank you so very much, but I just... You know, I think she's a wonderful woman. I go, and Ann Curry with the news. And suddenly, here, I'll turn the sound up on the TV. It's coming on now.
And Ann Curry with the news.
Turn it off, your TV and your mouth. Anyway, if you go to our website, you'll see sooner, hopefully rather than later, a little thing down to the years, and they've got little bits and pieces we've been able to pick out of the L.A. Times and their coverage of our show. Because I just thought it was interesting, and I'm probably the only one, now that David mentions it, who does think it's interesting that they went from writing, well, I guess they weren't ever all that negative. We just picked one thing. Most of it's pretty good stuff. So that's on our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Coming up tonight at 8, or in our second hour, depending upon where you're listening to us. If you're on the West Coast, it would be 8 o'clock. East Coast, it would be 11 o'clock. And everywhere else, tape delay or live streaming. If you're listening to a podcast right now, it's just in a few minutes. It'll be Don Berman from the Channel 19 News Center.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll have Don Berman from the Channel 19 News Center on drinking and driving, teens who drink and drive. Now, the man that they arrested for this horrific murder of the two kids, his name is Jerry Hobbs, or like most of these nuts, what are they giving him, three names now? They always got to give these guys three names. Why is that? Just Jerry Hobbs is fine. What is it? Sounds too much like the guy that does your gardening or something? Sounds too much like the guy that's doing the cabinet work in your kitchen? No guy named Jerry Hobbs could possibly be a bastard. We're going to call him Jerry Lee Hobbs. They always got to have Lee. Gary Lee Lucas. Way Lee. Some kind of, maybe it sounds, well, Mr. Green, what would you say?
Sounds Chinese.
All right. Anyway, this guy was an accident waiting to happen, according to what I'm reading. A real piece of garbage. The guy spent time in prison. In fact, he was just out of prison. He's just out of prison where he had gone to serve time for, I believe, a probation violation of some kind. He was released in Texas. He'd been serving time after pleading guilty to assault in 2001 against his wife, Laura's mother, Sheila Holabaugh, according to an assistant DA in Wichita Falls, Texas. He started chasing people around with a chainsaw that was running. Somebody hit him with a shovel, knocked him down. They held him until police arrived. I don't know where to start with a piece of information like that, but I think the one thing you want to do is... Straitjacket's a nice thing. Maybe we ought to get Herb Sewell on the line about this one. This guy sounds like Walter Belhaven and him would have a great card game. Get Herb Sewell on the line, will you, bud?
Who?
Herb Sewell.
Herb Sewell I'll get.
If you talk like Yoda one more time, I'm going to beat you until they don't even recognize who you are. Do you understand? Don't talk like Yoda.
Yoda I will not talk like.
You just did, so don't talk like him. Just get Sewell on the line and get him now. Hobbs was arrested again in 2003 after failing to show up for visits with his probation officer and skipping anger management classes. Okay, we got him on the line. Herb Sewell joins us. Herb, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. We are talking about this guy, Jerry Hobbs, who was arrested for the murder of the children.
I have read about that, Phil. I haven't been able to follow it, but I understand they did make the arrest, yes.
Now, you've been in a psychiatric hospital. You were charged with crimes against children. You did 8 years. Here's a guy chasing people around with a shovel and a chainsaw. Did you ever do that?
Well, I have to say there were times when I was in an assaultive kind of mood, but I never killed anyone. You know, I draw the line at that, which is not a lot, I understand.
Well, let's be clear. You were charged with terribly brutal and vicious sexual crimes against children.
That is true, yes.
But you never murdered any?
No, I would never.
Could you ever imagine yourself to have killed anyone?
Not a child, no. Not a child. There were men adult men that I became violent with, but never...
You didn't kill any of them, did you?
No, I never killed any of them, but I did, in my you know, what I call my other life, I was violent.
Let me ask you a question. You know how they say in prison, if a guy goes inside for a crime against a child... His life isn't worth a plug nickel?
I've heard that said, yes. Yes.
Okay. If a guy like this went up to a Tascadero where Walter Belhaven is being housed right now, okay?
Yes.
And he got in the same unit with Walter, what would happen?
Well, I think if he kept to himself, he'd be fine. I don't think that you want to antagonize an individual like Walter Belhaven. You know, that's the last thing that I'd want to do.
Wait a minute. This guy killed two little girls. Now wouldn't Walter find this guy a kindred spirit?
Well, Walter never killed... Well, Walter did kill children, I should say. But Walter never killed a child that he knew, and he certainly never killed a child for no reason. Walter had very good reasons for killing the children that he killed. So I would think that he would see this Jerry Hobbs as an individual who was, you know, in Walter's world anyway, immoral. And
wait a minute. Walter killed kids for a reason. This guy killed a kid for no reason. So what would Walter do then?
As I said, if he keeps to himself, he'd be fine. I think if he got up into Walter's face for any reason, I'm sure there'd be time in an infirmary for this Mr. Hobbs.
No doubt in your mind.
Oh, no doubt in my mind at all, no.
No doubt in your mind who'd win the fight between this guy and Walter Belhaven?
Oh, no, not at all, no. Not at all.
What if this guy was like 9 feet tall?
No, Walter is a very cultured and very, and again, he's not this, you mentioned the name of the gentleman from the movies, I forget.
Who?
The gentleman you named in the movies.
The gentleman I meant in the movies?
Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter?
Yes, that sort of Superman that you were talking about. Walter's not a Superman, but Walter is not an individual that would back away from someone who he considered crass. And I would just say that this Hobbs individual... for whatever reason, would be much better advised leaving an individual like Walter Belhaven alone. But I think if he kept to himself, he'd be fine. You know, play chess or read a book or something. You know, I realize it sounds a little ghoulish, but...
Yeah, it sounds ghoulish, all right. All right, man, thank you very much. I what were you doing?
I was just making some lentil soup.
Making lentil soup?
Yes.
Okay,
What's so funny?
Nothing, nothing's funny. You putting carrots in it?
Yes, I do use carrots, and I use ham hock.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Well, look, Phil, I know. know someone who makes lentil soup and doesn't use ham, uses something else. Ha-ha.
Get him out of here. All right, so there you go. Jerry Hobbs has been arrested. Whether the guy's guilty or not, I suppose we have to wait around for a verdict. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Can't we just take him out to a tree now? What is all this stuff about having to have a trial? Isn't that a little old-fashioned? Haven't we moved past that? You know, this is the 21st century. We don't have to have a trial. We can just vote via the Internet. Everybody votes, and then you can have a multiple-choice question as to what kind of death the guy should have. And, you know, it's much more civilized, it's more high-tech, and, you know, it's good for business. 1-800-449-8686. What business, you ask? Amazon.com. All right, it's the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, it's almost as if you would trade one story for another. I recall when Jonestown happened back in the 70s, and the shock and the horror of these people committing suicide. And yes, I understand that it was murder. Maybe it's a bad example. Maybe a better example would be, because there were a lot of people at Jonestown that wanted to leave and were not allowed to leave. Maybe a better example would be that Heaven's Gate thing where they, I mean, far be it from me to judge a man. If you want to cut your testicles off, wear purple, put on sneakers, and wait for a comet tail to pick you up, I believe is, wasn't that, that's perfectly fine with me. You know, because that's a victimless crime. And I the more I think about it, the more I kind of pine away for the days of these sort of cult suicides. I mean, what was that cat about anyway? Shaved his head. He used to be what? Wasn't he like a, didn't he have a hardware store or something, and one day he ate some bad mold on bread, and he shaved his head and started calling him Elf Boy, called himself Elf Boy, bought a house down in San Diego, and just, and we're going to be picked up by Haley's Comet. And he suddenly has got these bugged out eyes, because what happened? We don't know, but he mixed maybe the wrong pharmaceuticals. Now he's wearing sneakers, and oh yeah, to join our cult, you need to gouge yourself, take your testicles off. Okay, I'm there. Thank you. Am I in now? I've cut them off. Yes, you are. All right. Everybody's, like, grateful. You ever felt good when you rushed a fraternity and you got in? Or you got on the football team? Or you became a part of a club? And you eagerly did the things that needed to be done to be a to become a member of that community? So you run out and have yourself castrated. God, I hope they let me in now. Can I? Yes, did you castrate yourself? Yes, I did. Without anesthetic? No, I didn't use any. All right, you're in. All right! Yeah! Don Berman next on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.